like witches, act like masses, evil minds that plot destruction, sorcerers of death's construction. In the fields of bodies burning, as a war machine keeps turning, death and hatred to mankind.
Oh, that's just too anemic. That is too anemic. Let's do the real one.
In their masses, just like witches at black masses, evil minds that plot destruction, sorcerer of death's construction, in the fields of bodies burning, machine keeps turning, death and hatred to mankind, poisoning their brainwashed minds. Oh, Lord, yeah.
We'll be right back.
mind, darkness world stops turning. Ashes where the body's burning. No more war pigs have the power. And as God has struck the hour, day of judgment, God is calling. On the knees, the war pigs crawling, begging mercies for the sins. Satan laughing spreads his wings. Oh, Lord, yeah.
There's another deep listening cut there for you. War Pigs, Tommy Iommi with Black Sabbath. People make a big deal about Ozzy Osbourne. I heard he's not doing so good. He'll get well soon. He'll be fine. But, Tommy Iommi, you listen to the guitar stuff. There's some jazz in there. They're really amazing. I know it's probably told the story before, but it is a great rock and roll story. And that is Tommy Iommi. When he was like a teenager, he was like, practice guitar. I want to be a good guitar player. I want to be a great guitar player. I want to be an excellent guitar player. And he's working in the factory and he loses the tip of his index finger on his fretting hand. And he freaks out, loses the tip. I'm never going to be a guitarist now. Never, never. He's just, my life is over. And he's so despondent. And he's just a beaten man. And one of the guys from the factory that he's working with, this is how life is. This is how crazy life is. He goes, well, you know about the Django Reinhardt, don't you? He goes, who's the Django Reinhardt? I mean, like 16, 17-year-old kid in England. Who's the Django Reinhardt? He goes, let me play you some of this music. And he plays him the Django Reinhardt. And the Django Reinhardt had two functioning fingers and was just blazing guitarist. And so this is a cool thing. So Tommy Iommi goes, oh my God, if the Django Reinhardt can do that with like a kind of like a two or three fingers, there's hope for me. And what he did, he made a fake metal fingertip to go over his regular finger. That's why a lot of some of the like the Black Sabbath stuff, a lot of the stuff's detoned down, like in Iron Man, because so he could press the string because he had a fake. He made his own fake fingertip from a thimble, and that's kind of how he got this unusual. But man, Tommy Iommi was a real story right there, man. I got to interview Jack Osborne. That was kind of fun. Ozzy Osborne's son. First question is, what's it like being Ozzy Osborne's son? Oh, it's interesting. Oh, great. So what's Ozzy Osborne really like? Okay, this is the interview is over. There you be with that. Well, I got to tell you what we played. So today's all about soldiers. And let's say that was War Pigs. And let's see here. Before that, we heard Small Faces. Tin Soldier. Going to Zeno. We heard Beck doing Soldier Jane. We heard Soldier Beat by the Robots. And the Jam started all things off with Little Soldier Boy. And it's just, I don't have it in me, man, to ever join the armed services. Never, ever thought that was going to be a thing. You know, it's fascinating when you think about it. So this is a kind of a fascinating story. So how has war affected everyday life? Well, believe it or not, comic books. If you ever read any old comic books, especially like the old horror comic books from the 1950s and 60s, the Vault of Horror, the Crypt of Terror, the Crypt of Fear, or whatever, those EC comic books, they are very, very graphic. And the fascinating thing is, a lot of the guys that were the artists on there, what the fuck? Some of the guys' names. Bernie Kriegsten, all those guys that were like the comic book artists, especially one, I forget the Bernie, there was a Jack somewhere. But anyhow, needless to say, these guys were in World War II, and they saw a lot of the blood and guts. They saw a lot of blood and guts, and that's how they got to anatomically know how to draw the comic books like that. Same with Tom Savini. He was a photographer in Vietnam. That's how he got to see all that blood and guts. Craziness. And it transforms into like special effects for movies and then also comic books. So yeah, so it is a very, very sad thing. And you ever like walk through the graveyard, just see all the dead soldiers. It's crazy when you think about that, you know. But I don't know, some people like living like a Klingon, you know, want to die with a sword in their hand or whatever, you know, go out in the blaze of glory. No, thanks. I'd just rather go on the radio and say dumb crap. That's just me. What else? Speaking of stuff, I got to tell you, how about a grease fire? Now, that's some important stuff you need to know. You need to know about a grease fire. That's right. You get that greasy fire, and you got to get you start them up, and you got to know how to put that grease fire out. How do you put a grease fire out? I will tell you. You use flour, baking soda. It is effective against a grease fire, or you could throw some more grease on it. That's right. Fighting fire with fire. You know, you can throw a blanket soaked in gasoline over it. Just be done with it. Just be done with it. Or just let it do its thing. Let it do its thing. And how to put a fire out in a campfire, that's another thing. You got to stir it. You got to drown it. It really is a thing. An ember can travel like miles and start a fire. Yeah. Remember, only you can prevent forest fires, and I'm talking about you because there is no more forestry service. The end. Yeah. Never even thought about joining the military. Have you? You haven't either. Good. That's why you're listening. You know. But it's creepy. It is creepy. You know, it's really a bizarre profession, you know. Soldier for hire, you know. And you don't even, yeah. So that, Louis C.K. had a really great bit. He was saying about, you know, getting shot while in war is a terrible thing, you know. But he says, you know, if you were shooting at somebody in their land, and they're kind of shooting back at you, you're a little bit responsible, you know? Weird. But speaking of that, speaking of soldiers, love vigilantes. New Hoarder. Yeah.
Camouflage, Just be thankful that you're not alone and you've got some company from a big marine boys called Camouflage.
Toe tapper.
Three, four. little tin lady too, just to put a little shine on his shoes and keep his uniform tight. Uniform tie.
What?
the old Led Zeppelin. The Yardbirds with Tinker Tailor Soldier Sailor. Before that, the Cutoffs. Actually cut it off. It just bored me to death. Rock and Roll Soldier. Before that, the Kinks. Fine tune there. Tin Soldier Man. And a bit of oddness requested from Mark. Frank Zappa, We Can Shoot You. And we started a set off with Camouflage by Stan Ridgway and New Hoarder doing Love Vigilantes. So, yes, today's all shows about... it's strange how countries just don't hold grudges for very long. I think it's very, very interesting. Like, for example... I mean, you talk about, like, you know, people, hey, let's, what do you say we go on vacation? Where do you want to go? Oh, let's go to Vietnam. Vietnam's a really, really cool place to go. Oh, it's amazing, you know. We, like, basically decimated that country. Then a couple not even a generation later. It's like, hey, we're buddies? Yeah, come on. Yeah, no problem. My bad. Yeah, you're bad. Okay, we're good. You know, that's this very odd thing about warfare. And that, I mean, Germany wasn't even that long ago. 1940s? Not that 90 years? That's not that long. You know? And if you ever watch, like, some of the old, war propaganda comedies, you know, making fun of Germans, making fun of Japanese, if they're our buddies. You know? It is amazing, like, how one day... I mean, I'm not like that with other people. You know, if I don't like somebody, they don't like me, and we're like, you know, or just don't want to hang out with them. It's not like a couple years later, hey, how you doing? Yeah, let's go hang out, man. You're my pal. You know, I just don't understand how these, how something so horrific as war can just not carry any grudge with it, at least not for very long. Even if you talk about, like, you know, like... It makes sense, you know. My dad was killed by your dad. Really? My dad killed your dad? Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, your dad's a bit of an a-hole. But yeah, my dad was sort of an a-hole too. Let's be friends. I guess that's how you look at it. It's beyond my comprehension. All right, let's see what else I got to say here. I got to tell you some important things. All right, there you go. Taking care of a loved one. Now, see, that's somebody that you always, you know, going to hang out with. Not somebody, you know, got in a horrible fight with and they shot your dad. And then it's kind of like, well, what do you know? Let me be your caretaker now. No. Caring for a loved one is a loved one. That's right. It can lead to plenty of questions. Fortunately, there's a place to get answers. Google. That's right. Google that thing. You got to Google that thing. Find articles, tips, tools, and experts and follow caregivers at aarp.org. There you be. Mm-hmm. Quite a gun crime thing here, too. But that's not a thing. What else? God, these PSAs, this is ponderous. Just ponderous. Take the tough classes at school. Why don't you do that? Take the tough classes in high school, and you will succeed in college. How about that? Know how to go. Brought to you by the American Council of Education, the Lumina Forum, and, and the Sucker Foundation. You waste all that time. And what real information do you need? Like I always said, school is not so much information as it is obedience school. It is obedience school. How you are obedient. You need to be obedient. That's and the more hoops you jump through, the farther they think you're going to get in life. And it's not like that anymore. That's why I can understand a lot of kids, like even 15, 16, just dropping out of high school. Going up, I'm done. There's no future here. You guys ruined the climate. By the time I get old enough, we're going to be living in underground bunkers because we ruined the surface of the earth. You know? And it's going to be Mad Max. It's going to be Mad Max here, man. I got to use your survival school, man. Teach you guys how to make a fire with two sticks and a funny hat. You know? Teach you guys how to make a delicious meal out of crickets. That's what they should be teaching kids now, because it is going to be an ugly ass world in less than 50 years. Don't kid yourself. It is gonna be bad. And you think these kids wasting all their time? Oh, what's the hypotenuse of this? Well, I don't know. Let's find out the hypotenuse. And then yeah, they're learning all this stuff. And then all they really have to know is how to make a trebuchet, how to throw a big boulder at their enemy. Once again, they're being a warrior. Son of a gun, you just can't get around it. But a shining moment in the 1970s where actually we did actually tear down the walls of propaganda during the 70s. And actually, it was interesting because a lot of the media was complacent with that because it put money in their pocket. You know, you can sell a capitalist the rope to hang them with. And for example, like the whole hippie movement and the anti-war movement, that was amazing. You know why? Because kids were getting drafted. Their kids were off to fight some war to stop communism, to stop domino effect. They called it the domino effect. Because they say, oh, you know, Vietnam falls into communism, then all the other things, oh, it's going to be super communism. Then everybody's going to be communism. We don't want that. So we're going to send your kid over there, and there you go. Bye. It is, and the American public, for once, actually said no. And this is kind of cool, too. Right before, this is about the 1930s, there was a trading cards, that's right, for kids, called The Horrors of War. And it came out in the 30s and 40s to show how there were anti-war trading cards for children. To show them that, like, you know, it's not all like, you know, playing, army and having fun. There are horrors of war. And these trading cards came out and they came with gum. Yeah, so the cards were actually tastier than the gum. But this country actually had for a fleeting moment, an anti-war sentiment. I think the gum was cinnamon. So needless to say, why do you always say needless to say? Because it is needless to say. But I'm saying it anyhow, so it can't be so needless. They made anti-war trading cards for kids. And then, of course, World War II kicks in. It's like, you know what? I think we need to do something here. And it was the one time that this country was the good guy. The one time that we were the good guy, you know? Mm-hmm. What can I say? You know, maybe against the British, because that was just like... But that was just because we didn't want to pay any taxes. And we said, hey, you know what? We got all this stuff here. Forget you guys. We got our own gig going. And it wasn't about freedom or religion or anything like that. It was all about land, and it was all about greed, and it was all about, you know, hey, we can get this. Come on, rich white guys, let's leave this country and start our own rich white guy country. And we got this fake thing where we're going to tell people they're all equal. Isn't that hilarious? Where are them slaves at? Right, that's pretty much it. And let's eradicate all the people on this land. It is hilarious when you think of the amount of absurdity that we just accept as everyday human life. It is really funny. But back to what I almost said, needless to say, back to what I was saying, in the 1970s, there was a huge anti-war sentiment. And it was done in, I mean, there's no protest music now. I remember when 9/11 happened, they had a list of songs you could not play on the radio. You could not play War, What Is It Good For? You could not play that. You also couldn't play You Dropped a Bomb on Me, beside the point. But you could not play any anti-war songs. You couldn't play War Pigs. You couldn't play any anti-war songs right after 9/11 because they had to build that whole case up to go in and start another war and have at it. But in the 1970s, people were seeing their kids going shuffled off the war, and why? You know, the people were asking why. For the first time ever, they were asking why. And here we go. This next section is going to reflect that with Phil Oakes and Billy Bragg.
I dreamed I saw Phil Oakes last night, alive as you and me. Says I to Phil, you're 10 years dead. I never died, says he. I never died, says he. The music business killed your feel. They ignored the things you said and cast you out when fashions changed, sis Phil. But I ain't dead, sis Phil, but I ain't dead. The FBI harassed you, Phil. They smeared you with their lies, says he, but they could never kill what they could not compromise. I never compromised. Though fashions changed and critics sneered, the songs that I have sung are just as true tonight as then. The struggle carries on, the struggle carries on. When the song of freedom rings out loud from valleys and from hills, where people stand up for their rights, Phil Oakes is with us still. Phil Oakes inspires us still.
Come get out of the way, boys. Quick, get out of the way. You'd better watch what you say, boys. Better watch what you say. We've rammed in your harbor and tied to your port, and our pistols are hungry and our tempers are short. So bring your daughters around to the fore, 'cause we're the cops of the world, boys. We're the cops of the world. We pick and choose as we please, boys. Pick and choose as we please. You'd best get down on your knees, boys. Best get down on your knees. We're hairy and horny and ready to shack, and we don't care if you're yellow or black. Just take off your clothes and lay down on your back, 'cause we're the cops of the world, boys. We're the cops of the world. Our boots are needing a shine, boys. Boots are needing a shine. But our Coca-Cola is fine, boys. Coca-Cola is fine. We've got to protect all our citizens fair, so we'll send a battalion for everyone there. And maybe we'll leave in a couple of years, 'cause we're the cops of the world, boys. We're the cops of the world. And dump the reds in a pile, boys. Dump the reds in a pile. You'd better wipe off that smile, boys. Better wipe off that smile. We'll spit through the streets of the cities we wreck, and we'll find you a leader that you can elect. Those treaties we signed were a pain in the neck, 'cause we're the cops of the world, boys. We're the cops of the world. And clean the Johns with a rag, boys. Clean the Johns with a rag. If you like, you can use your flag, boys. If you like, you can use your flag. We've got too much money, we're looking for toys. And guns will be guns, and boys will be boys. But we'll gladly pay for all we destroy, 'cause we're the cops of the world, boys. We're the cops of the world. Please stay off of the grass, boys. Please stay off of the grass. Here's a kick in the ass, boys. Here's a kick in the ass. We'll smash down your doors. We don't astronaut. We've done it before, so why all the shock? We're the biggest and the toughest kids on the block. And we're the cops of the world, boys. We're the cops of the world. And when we butchered your sons, boys, when we butchered your sons, have a stick of our gum, boys, have a stick of our bubble gum. We own half the world, oh say can you see, and the name for our profits is democracy. So like it or not, you will have to be free. 'Cause we're the cops of the world, boys. We're the cops of the world. Oh, I'm just a typical American boy from a typical American town. I believe in God and Senator Dodd, and I keep an old Castro down. And when it came my time to serve, I knew better dead than red. But when I got to my old draft board, buddy, this is what I said. Sarge, I'm only 18, I got a ruptured spleen, and I always carry a purse. I've got eyes like a bat, and my feet are flat, and my asthma's getting worse. Yes, think of my career, my sweetheart dear, my poor old invalid aunt. Besides, I ain't no fool, I'm a-going to school, and I'm a-working in a defense plant. I got a dislocated disc and a racked up back. I'm allergic to flowers and bugs. And when the bombshell hits, I get epileptic fits, and I'm addicted to 1,000 drugs. I got the weakness woes, I can't touch my toes, I can hardly reach my knees. And if the enemy came close to me, oh, I'd probably start to sneeze. I'm only 18, got a ruptured spleen, and I always carry a purse. I've got eyes like a bat, and my feet are flat, and my asthma's getting worse. Yes, think of my career, my sweetheart dear, my poor old invalid aunt. Besides, I ain't no fool, I'm a-going to school, and I'm a-working in a defense plant. Ooh, I hate showing lie, and I hope he dies. But one thing you gotta see, that someone's gotta go over there, and that someone isn't me. So I wish you well, Sarge, give him hell, kill me 1,000 or so. And if you ever get a war without blood and gore, I'll be the first to go. Yes, I'm only 18, I got a ruptured spleen, and I always carry a purse. I've got eyes like a bat, and my feet are flat, and my asthma's getting worse. Yes, think of my career, my sweetheart dear, my poor old invalid aunt. Besides, I ain't no fool, I'm a-going to school, and I'm working in a defense plant. To the Battle of New Orleans at the end of the early British wars. The young land started growing, the young blood started flowing, but I ain't a marching anymore. For I've killed my share of engines in 1,000 different fights. I was there at the Little Big Horn. I heard many men lying, I saw many more dying, but I ain't a marching anymore. It's always the old to lead us to the wars, always the young to fall. Now look at all we've won with a saber and a gun. Tell me, is it worth it all? For I stole California from the Mexican land, fought in the bloody Civil War. Yes, I even killed my brothers and so many others, but I ain't a marching anymore. For I marched to the battles of the German trench in a war that was bound to end all wars. Oh, I must have killed 1,000,000 men, and now they want me back again, but I ain't marching anymore. It's always the old to lead us to the wars, always the young to fall. Now look at all we've won with the saber and the gun. Tell me, is it worth it?
mission in the Japanese skies. Set off the mighty mushroom roar. When I saw the cities burning, I knew that I was learning.